Fantasies and Facing Reality by Harry Elliott. All children have fantasies. Most of the time, they like to think they are going to have what they wish. But when children are growing up, they start to lose many of their fantasies as they see the realities of life. Adam Cooper, the 15-year-old main character in the book April Morning by Howard Fast, said, "At 15, you can still manufacture a fantasy and believe in it for a few moments." Adam said this because his father had just been killed in the war with the British, and he wanted to believe that his father was still alive. But Adam also realized that he had to grow up and that he couldn't have that fantasy any longer. Fantasies are a part of life. For example, I used to drive a car when I was just 5 years old. Well, maybe I only drove a car in my dreams. Not only do children have fantasies, but adults do too. People never get too old to have fantasies. Adults live more in reality than children do. But sometimes adults say, "I would like to buy a car or a house, and I would like to have a family." These are fantasies that are intended to get them out of the reality that they are living in. Some people live in poverty, and they wish to become rich. Some people have money, and they are not happy. They wish to be happy. I still have fantasies, especially when I don't feel well. For example, when I twist my ankle, which happens regularly, I wish I could run and play just any sport. Most of my fantasies are based on things that I would like to be able to do. I have a lot of different talents, and my greatest fantasy is that one day I will be able to use these talents. Fantasies are an important part of life. But growing up means knowing when to try to make them real and when to let them go.